Connors is the past president of the CMU Faculty Association. He's been working on the negotiations to try and get those people a new contract. Tim is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Tim, my two sons heard the last time we talked, and they thought that it was most unfortunate that CMU students are starting school already.
They were hoping for another couple of days, were they?
Well, let's talk about where we are. I know that the teachers had decided to strike. Yesterday, school opened. A court has imposed its will. I know you can't say a lot other than talk about the court order. Tell me what happened in chronological order when you decided to strike on Sunday, and take us to now.
Sure. I am going to say, however, that the Faculty Association does not believe that what we engaged in was a strike, that it was a legally allowed work stoppage. And I know that for some of your listeners, that's going to sound like I'm really parsing.
Right. Language. What's the difference between strike and work stoppage?
The difference is that Michigan law says that public employees may not engage in a strike. Michigan law also, however, says that it is legal for public employees to conduct a work stoppage in protest of an unfair labor practice. And so what the Faculty Association did was file several unfair labor practice charges against the administration for what we believe is simply an unwillingness to bargain fairly and openly, and the work stoppage yesterday was in protest for that. So anyway, today we are back in class. Yesterday, the as you said, Sunday, the determination was made that we would indeed go on a work stoppage. The membership had already planned far ahead as to job duties for that day in terms of picketing assignments and when and where. At 7 o'clock, we held a rally, 7 a.m., we held a rally outside of the administration building. A number of students joined us as well, and then we dispersed around campus. Around 11 o'clock, I believe, the administration went into court to seek a temporary restraining order. That was granted mid-afternoon. We were informed to return to our classes immediately. And we immediately then instructed our faculty to take down picket lines, and that if they had classes yet yesterday afternoon and evening, that they should do their utmost to get to those classes. Now, some of our members live an hour and a half or 2 hours away. They may not have been here, so some of them may have been late for class. But we instructed them immediately to return to class, and we expect all of them to be in class today.
All right, so what does this injunction mean for this week?
What it means for this week is that we have been enjoined from picketing, from having a mass rally, at least out on campus, and we fully intend to respect that court order. We believe, at least some of us believe, that some of the injunction seems to go a little far in terms of our constitutional rights to free speech, but we'll argue that on Friday.
All right, so you're going back to court. What do you folks need to go back to work and have a contract?
It is not going to take much. We're looking at, and I've repeatedly said this, although the media, and this is through no fault of your own because it's the easiest part of the story, the media tends to focus on the economic issues. The economic issues total 0.5% of the entire CMU budget. There are other issues that deal with the rights of the association, who is allowed to be a member, who the administration wants to remove certain classes of employees from the union. They want to restrict who can be in it in the future. So there are a number of issues that are completely non-economic that we view very seriously.
And We talked with Steve Smith the last time we talked with you last week.
Last week, yep.
He's declined to come on to give us an update from their perspective. But the last time he was on, he felt that it was an economic situation that they were facing tough budget times, and so he disagreed with you on that.
Yeah, absolutely, and that should not be a surprise to anyone. That two sides in a negotiation would take differing stances and differing viewpoints. Again, the economic issue is the easiest one to sell to the public. And so that's the one that they're choosing, it appears, to sell. It's the one that, given the overall economic climate, is the one that resonates most with people. But that's partly because people don't understand that CMU, relative to the state of Michigan, is incredibly financially healthy.
So when are you going to sit down again?
Don't know. We've asked for that. I'm not on the bargaining team, so I don't know when those meetings will recommence.
Is CMU playing fair?
Well, one of the things that we charged in the unfair labor practice was that they were not bargaining in good faith, that they have brought to the table the same proposals over and over and over again.
So it's their way or the highway. Why are they playing hardball like this? Any idea?
You would have to ask them.
Well, as we speak, day two of classes, you're going to be in classes. Do you foresee where you may have to have another work stoppage, as you phrased it?
We're waiting. We're going step by step, day by day. We're going to wait and see what happens. I'm in my office right now. I'm making sure that my syllabus for today's class is ready. I'm working on my presentation. I'm ready to teach.
Yeah, what about the kids? Is this fair for those students?
It's fair for the students in our opinion, because what we're attempting to do is assure that they have the highest quality, the best trained faculty that are available to them. And one of the ways in which you attract high quality faculty and you keep high quality faculty is by valuing them, treating them with respect.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the program. We don't really have a side on this, but
sure.
What we want to do is present both sides, Tim.
Great.
And just coming on and having the courage to do that, this is a tough topic, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for giving us the chance.
All right, we'll talk with you later this week. Tim Connors, the past president of the CMU Faculty Association.